Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on a male named Ngoc, N-G-O-C, Tran, T-R-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Tran as described in my report of 10-10-17. Bread that pertained to a right shoulder injury he sustained at work on 8-8-16. Bread Mr. Tran is now a 39-year-old male who reports he was injured again at work on 8-22-22. Bread he was pulling a case side to side on a skid. Period. It was taped and gave resistance, causing him to experience right lower back pain. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. Epidural steroid injections were offered to him, but he declined. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. The rest of that is normal. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Mr. Tran was seen at WorkNet on 8-22-22, period. He reported symptoms began when he was lifting a 60-pound bag of rice. Period. The bag was taped down, and when he attempted to move it, it twisted his lower back. Period. He felt a sharp pain in the right lower back. Period. He currently had a 9/10 pain level. Period. Upon exam, there was tenderness of the right lumbar paraspinal area with palpable spasms. Period. He had a positive sitting root test and was uncomfortable. Period. He was unable to lie flat on his back. Period. He also reported shooting pain into the right buttocks area. Period. X-rays of the lumbar spine showed no significant degenerative changes. Period. There was some loss of lordotic curve suggesting muscle spasms. Period. The films were to be sent to radiology for official review. Period. He was given a diagnosis of a lumbar sprain for which he was begun on medications and modified duty. Period. He followed up over the next several weeks and participated in physical therapy. Period. However, he remains symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 9/12/22, he underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine that showed no disc herniations. Period. There was no central canal or foraminal narrowing or even disc bulges. Period. Dr. Hun, H-E-Y-N-H, at WorkNet reviewed these results with him on 9/1. Scratch that. On 9/21/22. Period. At that juncture, exam found significant subjective tenderness over the lumbar spinal regions around L1 through L4. Period. There was no tenderness of the paraspinal muscle region or muscle spasm. Period. Trunk active range of motion was within normal limits. Period. Hip flexion was within normal limits and without reproducible pain. Period. He transferred onto the table without any discomfort. Period. He was thought to have a lumbar spine strain that was unresolved. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph on 12/12/22. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z. Period. He ordered additional physical therapy and started him on naproxen. Period. The petitioner followed up over the next several weeks. Period. As of 1/19/23, he felt like he had been making good progress and could go back to his pre-injury job. His therapist told him he had about 75% recovered. Period. Exam showed full range of motion with no spasms or deformity. Period. There was mild discomfort at the right lumbar spine without spasms or deformity. Period. He was thought to have a resolved lumbar spine strain and sprain. Period. He disagreed with the therapist that he is only 75% recovered. Period. He opined the patient was essentially fully recovered and could return to his full-duty job without any restrictions or modifications. period physical exam. Extremities lower, normal, spine cervical. Active bilateral rotation was to 60 degrees, inflection to 40 degrees. Period when distracted, motion in the cervical spine was full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was tender in the lower right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period was also tender in the midline at the lumbar sacral junction. He had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Monday 22-22, Ngoc Tran was maneuvering a heavy box of rice that got caught and resisted his movement. Period, he believes he twisted his low back as a result. Period, he was seen at WorkNet the same day and initiated on conservative care. Period, he remained symptomatic and had a lumbar MRI on 9-12-22 that was entirely normal. Period, he remained symptomatic despite therapy. Period, orthopedic consultation was then obtained with Dr. Mendez. Period, he had Mr. Tran participate in additional physical therapy and take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Period, as of 1-19-23, his exam was virtually normal and he was released to full duty. Period, Mr. Tran himself felt capable of returning to full duty. Period, new paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Period, sitting in supine straight leg raising maneuvers were negative. Period, neural tension signs were negative. Period, he was tender to palpation at the right lower paravertebral musculature and at the lumbar sacral junction. Period, he was neurologically intact. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Period, the petitioner's lumbar sprain has resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period, he has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period, however, he states he is doing less selection now, secondary to promotions. Period. And that is the end.